The vote urges dropping the priority level of the proposed Kinnick Arm Bridge in favor of other major transportation projects in the Anchorage area. The vote is advisory only because it's the Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Solutions, or AMATS, policy committee that actually sets the ranking. That meeting and vote takes place this afternoon. However, three of the five members are from the municipality and agree with the compromise, so the recommendation is likely to prevail when AMATS meets to settle the issue. The municipal representatives are Acting Mayor Matt Clayman, along with Assembly Members Sheila Selcraig and Pat Flynn. It was Flynn who crafted the compromise. Assembly Member Dan Coffey said he supported the compromise because it asked for close examination of some key concerns associated with the Kinnick Arm Bridge project.
Reassess the financial plan. Things changed. It was a substantially different economy than it was a few years ago. The record of decision is delayed without the risk attendant upon having a record of decision made early, where we either got to proceed or we do have to pay back a lot of money. The highway-to-highway project is mentioned in here. The concerns people express from outside of here with regard to the need for sort of a regionalized approach comes in with the Regional Transportation Authority. And finally, one of the concerns of the folks on Government Hill has been included in here so that we can look and make sure that the impacts relative to Government Hill are properly addressed and perhaps resolved.
The mood to compromise did not show very much in the approximately 4 hours of public testimony preceding the assembly debate and vote. Opponents of the bridge questioned such things as the accuracy of the cost estimate, currently about $680 million, the traffic projections and toll returns, the impact upon Anchorage's downtown revitalization, the lack of current development on the Matsu side of the bridge, and the perceived negative influence on Anchorage's economy. Backers of the bridge stressed the positive influences on Anchorage's economy, how the bridge would foster future, less costly development on the west side of the Kinnick Arm, the savings for northbound truckers, and the lessening of traffic in Anchorage and on the Glen Highway. The Kinnick Arm Bridge and Toll Authority, the group directing the project, describes state and federal support. The authority's board chair, Michael Foster, faulted the timing of Flynn's compromise and said the State Department of Transportation agreed.
The Second Amendment, the state is opposed to the Second Amendment until it has gone through the second 30-day comment period as required by the public participation plan.
The Second Amendment, also known as S-129, is Flynn's compromise. The mayors of Wasilla and Houston have also charged inadequate notice and are seeking a temporary restraining order to stop this afternoon's AMATS vote. Coffey questioned Foster about the status of environmental impact reports concerning beluga whales as well as the possibility of including heavy rail capability. Foster said those studies could require up to 2 years. That led Coffey to ask why then shouldn't the assembly recommend putting the bridge project further back in Anchorage's long-range transportation plan.
My understanding from discussing with DOT officials, Mr. Gordon Keith, is that if you have these questions answered in 2011 or 2015, as the case may be, that the transfer of the Kubota project from long-term to short-term could be done in the revisions of the LRTP. Do you understand that to be the case?
Well, as I was told by one of your assembly members, we can try to move it up into 2011. It's not automatic.
No, I understand. It's not automatic. Does 129S stop the Kubota project from going forward?
No.
In the past, the authority has said the status that the project has with AMATS and the long-range transportation plan can influence the project's fundraising. Several backers of the bridge said the assembly should wait until Mayor-elect Dan Sullivan takes office, even though the AMATS deadline for comment is today. But just before the assembly vote, Coffey said Sullivan had described the compromise as, quote, a good way to proceed given all of the surrounding facts. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.